Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Sex dreams, even those that do not involve your significant other, and why would they? No, that's not true.
We've all had sex dreams that don't involve our significant other. It's just that's just human nature.
Sex dreams don't really have much to do with attraction at all, according to professional dream analyst Lori Loewenberg. She told EliteDaily.com that sex dreams are not necessarily about a physical union that you want, perhaps, but rather a psychological union you need.
Oh.
Lori says that your brain is trying to tell you that you wish to embody some of the traits possessed by the object of your intimate affection in the dream.
This is way too heady. What's that mean?
A sex dream about your friend... perhaps show that you're secretly envious of their personality or their wardrobe.
Oh, you just want to bang them.
Right.
She's saying that that's not necessarily what your brain is trying to tell you.
Why would
you?
I be dreams envious involving of a woman's wardrobe? I don't wear women's clothes much.
Perhaps this isn't specifically for you. This could be for any number of people,
everyone. But if we're heterosexual, we have dreams about other people, other women. Yeah.
Okay.
So why would you be envious of their wardrobe? That sounds like a woman-on-woman
thing. I think you're personalizing this a little too much.
Well,
I think that this can be just for anyone and not for Mike Tyler.
Well, how about you, Todd? Do you dream about women because you want to wear their clothes?
No,
what about you? Because you want to have sex with them?
It's mostly like just random.
Yeah, mine too.
A person. Yeah. Okay.
But
she says it can be that you would like their personality or their wardrobe. That's just a possibility. Dreams involving your ex.
Serve
as gentle reminders to not repeat past mistakes. Not necessarily that you want to bang them again, just don't repeat past mistakes.
It's not just about getting in there one more time.
Yeah. Right. That's what she's saying. In the case of sex dreams involving strangers, that's the most common.
Yep.
Yeah.
Your brain is attempting to show you the hidden parts of your personality, she thinks. The sex of the stranger in your dream is important to note since different personality traits are represented in the two genders. So you find yourself very attracted to the person in the dream because your dreaming mind wants you to be attracted to the qualities that that person represents that are already a part of you.
We used to always have this rule on this show. If you had a sex dream about somebody, you had to tell them, and then they could. Then we thought about getting sued.
Well, you had no. The rule was you had to call us.
Well,
and then we would call the object
that,
of their
dream. We did it here. We would bring people in we used to work with, and they would say the same thing. And now you just get that's a Me Too situation.
That's a minefield.
You know, total.
Well, that's what we wanted.
I know.
That was the desired effect.
And the women played along. The women we knew played along. They come in here and talk about it. You know.
Glamour magazine points out that people having dreams about threesomes or group sex are likely attempting to juggle too many things in their daily lives and maybe should interpret this dream as a sign to slow down a little bit. But no, I think I'm
dreaming about just a threesome.
I might just enjoy that.
I know, I would
maybe
too.
They want to juggle breasts.
Yeah.
No, I'm fine with that.
So you got a lot of balls in the air during the day, you're going to have a dream about a threesome.
And hopefully not a lot of balls in the threesome.
No, not at all.
But if somebody called us, let's say a woman, and we had to call the guy,
right?
The guy will listen to the story and say, all right.
That's exactly what they say.
And if it were the other way around,
right,
the woman would be creeped out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you're even creepy when you're sleeping.
Right. I think I had a sex dream this week. I couldn't remember. Woke up kind of excited.
Yeah, like years and years ago, had we lived by that rule, I would have had to call one of our local news anchors.
Oh, yeah, yeah. See, that
what's his name?
That probably got us in trouble.
Probably smooching pickles. Is there a couple of pickle smooches?
He doesn't work here anymore.
Hey, Rob.
He's hot. Who can blame you?
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't blame you if that was it.
It was Rob. Yeah.
How you doing?
share this piece with him when you see him today.
No, if Rob were involved, I would have called him.
Yeah. Oh, we would have called him on the air.
Rob's, absolutely.
Rob's the main anchor in this town. We've known him for years. Good dude.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, buddy, Tampa Tim served, apparently. As he mentions, much like the infantry qualification requires, listen to this, an annual 16-mile road march, all with full battle gear, 70-pound rucksack and weapon, and needs to be completed in 2 hours. That's 8 miles an hour with 70 pounds of gear and a weapon.
That's nuts.
That's more than a jog.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, oh, my God. Yeah, yeah. Ruck that.
And I'm guessing you don't get comfy running shoes with that. You get standard-issue boots.
I think they're a little more comfortable than they used to be. Yeah.
Still. Doesn't still matter. Boots.
It's still boots. You got to wear them in first, too, right? Yeah, that's, well, that's why you don't, well, that's also something you do when you're 22, but still, that's still tough as hell.
Puss that is sounds the, like a two-day 18, trip. 18
to 18. In this room, Puss is the fitness freak, so I'd like to see him try that.
Yeah. Oh, hell no.
No.
Hell no.
No.
No, I mean, you see that's, guys that will don like the weighted vest or something to work out and stuff. And even I think that's crazy.
Right.
Well, 16 miles carrying all that stuff, I'd be like, oh, cool, where's the tent?
Yep.
We're going to stop halfway. And
you know what's tougher, though, than 16 miles?
500. But I would walk 500 miles and I
would walk 500 more. I mean, when we go into the backcountry to camp, I maybe have 30, 40 pounds of gear on my back, not 70.
I walk 4 or 5 miles just with, you know, a bottle of water in my pocket. So I'm not going to put all that gear and walk 16 miles.
And I just thought you were happy to see me.
That's right, yeah. And a cell phone and a bottle of water. So that's heavy enough right there.
You don't wear a camelback?
I go back after camping. No. I'm going to call Tampa Tim, and he can be my mule.
Yes.
He can carry like
I thought for some other reasons.
No,
it's different than Puss's mule.
No, he can carry.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I'll give him 70 pounds of vodka and beer to
if
carry.
Puss
up
has
there.
To be his mule. Start running, man.
Todd's ass, if you will.
Right. Well, yeah. Thanks for fighting. That's a tough gig, man.
Further proof that none of us could have been in the military.
I didn't want to be in the
military.
No, I didn't. That was not even on my radar.
Even if you could have gotten past the problem with authority, then there's the physical requirements.
Well, let's go with that. Yeah, let's go with that.
Yeah, I would have been running into brick walls constantly.
Right.
Been like, you suck. Like, this sucks. It's heavy. What's happening?
Right.
I'm a pussy, and you're yelling a lot.
Yeah. No, our skill set is not compatible with that. Tampa Tim has gotten back to us.
Yeah.
Well, me specifically. God, that was 30 years ago. I can barely walk to my truck in my driveway now. Be your own damn mule. So apparently he's not walking 16 miles with a 70-pound rucksack on his back anymore.
No.
That sounds like a good workout, Bush.
It does.
I know you're up for a challenge.
Yeah. Running is dumb, especially weighted down.
Yeah, your knees are shot. Dan.
Hell no.
You know it's a better workout than 16 miles, Nick?
Oh, 500. 500
miles an hour. Oh, yeah. That's about 40 times better.
Yeah.
Not quite. But better.
What else is new, Craig?
Got a better beat.
That's impressive if you're close, Todd. Yeah. That's tough math.
Yeah. just if you're close. Nobody's going to look into it.
I can't work it out in my head.
That's like saying, if you're right, that's pretty impressive.
I had a calculator on my phone, but...
Well, he was quick and confident. He might be right.
Yeah. I don't even care.
Could be. We'll never know.
Yeah. We'll never know.
That was close. But not spot on.
Well, it looks like Aaron Rodgers helped out Jeopardy.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, a lot of football fans watched it, too, I'm sure.
Ratings jumped 14% with him there. He did that much better than Dr. Oz, but not as good as Ken Jennings.
Oh.
I say Ken Jennings is not fair because it was right after Alex.
Mm-hmm. He was the first
one. And it didn't matter who was there.
Yeah, I refused to watch it since Alex left.
Nothing sadder than a Ken Jennings ratings win.
That's true. Yeah.
No, you were confessed to watching reruns a couple weeks ago.
It was on for a second, and I realized
I don't watch reruns.
I don't know the answer.
No, you already know all that stuff.
Yeah, I don't know the answer.
No, I don't. I've completely forgotten by the time it hits reruns. It's like I might remember one of the contestants. And yeah, I saw all the questions, but I didn't retain any of the answers.
Does Wheel of Fortune ever show reruns?
I don't know.
Jeopardy just does the reruns on the weekend here. Oh, well, then there's a break between seasons.
What is taint?
3 months of reruns then. But I don't know about Wheel.
It seems like it'd be easier to remember those puzzles than all the answers to those trivia questions.
It probably would be if you're watching reruns of Wheel of Fortune. Well, if it's new to you, it's new to you. You know, that's what I always say about UFC fights. I don't really know who wins these fights. So when they run rerun UFC fights, I'll leave it on, and I don't know who won.
Yeah, that's what's nice about being high-watching movies.
It could
sometimes
be 2 years ago. I go, I don't know. Yeah, I'll get high-watch. You forgot them?
Well, yeah, you know you like it, but you don't remember what happened. It's like, great. It's like watching it for the first time again.
Oh, no. For other people in the house, if you binge-watch something when you are somehow impaired,
yep,
and then you don't remember it, and you have to binge-watch it again. And then you don't remember it, and you have to binge-watch it again. And about the third or fourth time through binge-watching, the rest of the house wants to freaking strangle you! God! Sober up!
I get the feeling you're not the impaired one here, Craig.
No, he's not.
There have been times.
Nick, I've done that.
You've got to start taking notes at that point.
I've done that where I've watched a movie. I started watching the movie. I said, this is pretty good, but it looks familiar. I was like, oh, it looks familiar. And I'm thinking, and I keep watching it, and the whole movie keeps staying familiar until the end. I go, oh, I saw that. And that drives me crazy because, I mean, that could be a 20, 30-year-old movie that I've seen, and I might have been buzzed. I might have forgot about it, but I keep going, well, this looks familiar. Oh, this looks familiar. Oh, I watched that, and it's over.
Sometimes,
that pisses me off more than anything, you know?
I am them.
That's what I mean. For me, it was,
You got to start taking notes if you got to binge watch something 3 times.
Fire up the Shameless that we're binge watching now, and they'll play the recap. I say, I don't remember that.
Right.
Go back another episode, watch the recap. I don't remember any of that. And then finally, about 3 episodes back, because I finally defeated that where it keeps running to the next episode.
Right.
My favorite thing we all have done is you watch your favorite team play football, and you react to the same touchdown twice because they're running a rerun, and you're forgetting, especially at a party. You're drinking, hanging around. Yeah. Oh, my God, he's got another touchdown. Oh, it's the same run. Sorry.
Well, and it's amped up if they happen to be replaying a Super Bowl that your team was in.
Yeah, well, then you should know. I'm talking about a live game. I watched a live game before and cheered the same run twice. Because I'm a drinking.
Oh, like that. Yeah, okay.
That's what I mean. No, a live game. You're watching it, and something happens. You go, yeah. Then you talk to somebody else, turn around. Oh, another great run. Oh, that's a replay of just a run I watched.
See, I've known damn well that I was watching a replay of like a Super Bowl from 10 years ago.
Amped up,
and I still go, yeah, it's gone. And then you realize you're an idiot.
Yeah. And then Craig yells to you, sober up. How many times?
But it seems to at least 4.
Is it one movie
binges,
or is it one?
No, a series. Oh.
So you have to watch the same episode 3-4 times?
I don't watch any of it.
It's not him. It's somebody in the house, he said.
I don't watch any of it. I can guarantee I do not watch any of it.
But you hear it. You know what's going on.
Not only that. at least the third, maybe fourth time through, they said, oh, I didn't realize this major plot thing in the very first freaking episode of the series that I don't even watch and I knew.
Preach, man.
Then what do you yell?
Keep going.
God.
Then you yell, sober up.